Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here at 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm John Ryan, your host, and my co-host is Sabina Miller.
And I'm me.
And she's... It's always good when Sabina's on. It really is. She's a hoot. And we have Karen Michikay with us, who is from Literacy Nassau, which really, it's a tremendous organization. She's executive director for the last 6 years.
Yes.
And I'm repeating it, with 9 staff and 450 volunteers and literally cafes and libraries, the workings and where people are teaching these children and, excuse me, adults. Mm-hmm. The phone number for anybody has an interest is 516-867-3580. That's 516-867-3580, or you can just call 311 because we have all the information there. And the point of the call would be, one, if you know somebody who needs help, like to learn how to read, but more importantly, if you want to volunteer to be that person to help somebody. Mm-hmm. Yes, Sabina?
And the good part is they're all over the island. When I looked at the paper and you, Freeport, were connected to Freeport, I thought, oh, Freeport, that's the other side of the island. But, you're really all over.
We are.
And so it would be very wise for people to call in and be with people and see how many people, have the need and are learning and successful and are living a happier life.
That's right.
I just want to touch two specific areas again, which is a little, repetitious. Adult literacy.
Yes.
And then next chapter,
yes,
which is, I think the next chapter is a little more tug on the heart.
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
And the volunteer would be a different type of person.
Precisely, yes.
But just go through them again, if you don't mind, quick.
The big difference, and this is our catchphrase, adult literacy is learning to read.
Okay.
Next chapter, book clubs, is reading to learn. Okay?
Oh.
I'll say it again.
Oh, I like
adult
that.
Literacy is learning to read. Next chapter, book clubs, is reading to learn. Okay? So if you are learning to read, you're going through the mechanics of how to read, right? Phonics and different nuances. And also for the English language learner, it's understanding the speech and the flow of speech and fluency and things
Right.
But reading to learn is just exposing yourself to different types of literature that you might not otherwise be exposed to. So next chapter book clubs, which is specifically for the adults with intellectual or developmental disabilities, is giving adults a chance to be exposed to literature that is specifically written at a lower level. So I'll give you a great example. One of the books that we have in our personal library is Eat, Pray, Love. But it's an adapted version of Eat, Pray, Love that is 60 pages long. So Eat, Pray, Love is a memoir about a woman who gets divorced and then kind of goes off to find herself.
I knew this
story. It's a very adult-themed book, but it's brought down to 60 pages of really easy readable language so that anybody can access that.
Who brought it down to 60 pages?
I want to say Oxford Publishing.
Oh, so they do this on purpose?
Yes, absolutely.
Oh, okay, mm-hmm. Okay.
But that's wonderful because if you just learn to read and you get a 210-page
right,
book,
it's overwhelming.
It's like, oh,
right,
this is going on and on, I can't.
Right.
But 60 pages, first of all, they sooner rather than later, they get a sense of accomplishment. I read a book.
Exactly. But in addition to that, it's so easy to give an adult a children's book when they're learning to read and say,
right,
here,
right,
read this. So now we're reading The Grouchy Ladybug, which is, 15 pages by Eric Carle,
okay,
and you don't
okay
really take away anything meaningful from that as an adult.
Yeah.
But when you're given a choice of all these books, and they're book club members, so they get to, just like any other book club, we come, we have our selection of books, the group decides, it's a democracy, they all decide what they want to
okay
read, and then they choose their next book. And our program coordinator, Kim, who is a paid staff member, will bring the books to the club, and then she'll distribute them, and then when they're done with them, they give them back, and it's kind of a lending library thing that we have.
And where does the volunteer come in there?
So the volunteer is the one who goes every week and spearheads the group itself.
Okay.
So Kim will only come out when the group needs a new book. She'll come out the first meeting, and then she'll come out when the group needs a new book and they need to decide what book they're gonna have. But the two volunteers for each of those clubs will meet with the group every week. And the reason we have two is a couple things. First of all, just because it's a little bit of safety in numbers, you feel a little more secure because there are some unpredictable things that could or may happen. Right. And so you want to make sure that you kind of have someone who has your back. And also because we want to make sure that there's consistency. So if we're offering something that's on a weekly basis, and then John and I are co-volunteering for this, but I'm going to Florida next week, I want to know that John's still around so that he can have the club, so that participants don't suffer just because as a volunteer I have something else going on. And we're respectful of volunteers, the fact that they do have schedules and the fact that they do have vacations that they want to take, and many of them are retired and want to go and do fun things and can't necessarily commit to an every week thing. So if we do it in pairs, it makes it more comfortable for everybody.
And then the next chapter volunteer commitment then would be less than the adult literacy one,
it
right?
It is, because yes, it is.
I could just volunteer to do one book for a couple of...
Right. You could volunteer for 10 weeks if you wanted to. We like to have some consistency because it's nice. You develop a rapport.
Right.
So let's say we would like you ideally to commit to like at least 6 months. But nonetheless, you're more flexible because A, it's only an hour a week, where traditional adult literacy tutoring is 2 hours a week.
Okay.
And B, there are no lesson plans for you to create at home, where with traditional
you're just going
adult
and
literacy.
Out with the people
exactly.
And just,
you're just going and hanging out, reading a chapter of a book, and you read it together. So what you would get in a next chapter book club if you were to go and visit one, you'd see a group of folks sitting probably at a Panera, like I said.
Okay.
They'd all order their beverages or their little snack or whatever. And they would sit and they would discuss a chapter of a book together, but they would read it together out loud.
You're reading it there and then talking about it. Okay.
Precisely. And that makes it a little different than a book club where you read the book at home.
And this is all over the island.
Right now. Well, so this is pretty cool. We started Next Chapter Book Clubs last October. I will say this is an initiative of Ohio State University's Neisinger Center.
Okay.
And so it's worldwide. In fact, it's an international initiative. But I don't have a background in special ed, so I wanted to make sure that I did this through another organization that knew what they were doing. I don't like to reinvent the wheel if I don't have to. So in October, we piloted our first club, and now we have 9 clubs.
Wow.
And we also have a writing club, kind of offshoot of this, called Jot It Down. So we've got one of those and a second one starting up soon. So it's really very exciting. We've got, you know, this whole thing that's grown in the last, 6 months? It's like grown exponentially, and that just speaks to the need. There are so many folks who really want this.
The satisfaction that you're getting from seeing this is the satisfaction that your client or person gets when they say, I'm reading a book.
Exactly.
Right.
And it's so cool because we have individuals who, some of them have physical disabilities, some of them can't project their voice. Just let's say, for example, so one of the facilitators, one of the volunteers will sit next to them and just point and read for them, or we'll do echo reading. If you don't know how to read at all, let's say you don't know, you cannot cognitively look at the words and understand what they are. I can say the word and then you say the word and then I say the next word and you say the next word and we read a sentence together or a paragraph that way. And it's so great because it really just meets the student where they are in their journey. And it's the most non-judgmental, like awesome, all-inclusive kind of thing that you could ask for. So it's just very, very cool.
It really is. And I the next chapter one has me, and learning to read versus reading to learn.
It's pretty cool, right?
It really is. It's tremendous. I mean, the adult literacy part of it is very important, obviously.
Of course.
But this is a little bit more touchy-feely, which I think is, you know, absolutely tremendous.
You want to hear a really cool story?
Yeah, absolutely.
I can tell you an awesome story in about 2 minutes. We have a guy named Johnny Gilchrist who is, he was a student with us forever. He's been with us for easily 10 years, probably more than that, working one-on-one with a tutor. He grew up in Montgomery, Alabama, couldn't read. He is dyslexic as well and, of course, was never, you know, diagnosed as a child. And so he worked with a tutor for a very, very long time. He has progressed so far in his journey of learning to read as an adult literacy student that he is now volunteering as a Next Chapter Book Club facilitator.
Wow.
How cool is that? Talk about coming full circle. Johnny's my favorite story to tell because he's so inspirational.
That really,
isn't that neat?
It's amazing. But your enthusiasm also is, honestly, it's very important because.
No, I volunteer a lot and, excuse me, I'm into astrology. I used to be the employment manager at a hospital. And so I am into people. And when you have, I mean, this girl's going to go through the, this young lady's going to go through the roof anyway. You are just I know you do a good job because you obviously love what you do.
Thank you.
Getting so much out of it that you keep putting more and more, and you probably have no more to put into it.
I do what I can.
Right, no, that's,
I love
that's
it.
How it works.
It speaks to my own personal thing because of my mom. So
right, which is very,
really,
very nice.
This is very meaningful to me. And I know that it changes lives because it changed her life. I mean, so many things happened after my mom learned to read that just would have crushed her. Like she got breast cancer after she learned to read. And she just said, you know what, Karen, I can handle it because I look what I learned to do when I'm 70 years old. I can beat breast cancer. And she did. And then she moved out of this really awful apartment she had been living in for her whole life. She moved out to Babylon, to this lovely place, so she could be closer to me and the kids. And like she, at 70, it's such a big deal to pack up all your stuff and move that you've been living in the same place for 35 years.
She's had a second life.
And it's all because of this program. So I know the gift that people are able to give to others who can't read, write, and speak English by teaching them how to. It's something we all take for granted. Unfortunately, on a daily basis, we're all taking this for granted, but it's the easiest gift that we could give to someone else for just an hour or two a week.
When you travel, and not that I've traveled so many places, but I've been over in Europe, you know, that's only for a week, and you're in a crowd, you don't know what's going on, but you have usually a friend or somebody who speaks, but every day you wake up and you don't know what's going on.
Exactly.
And like your mom, just like you can't read the paper, you don't, you know, you can hear the news on TV, but it's true. It's so debilitating, I'm sure, that when you give that person that gift, and that's what you're doing.
Exactly.
It's a gift. And then the next chapter, I think, is just the best. I'm really, you know, that one I'm enthralled with.
It's so great. And we're always looking for volunteers. I mean, so if you know of anybody or if anyone listening is interested, this is probably the biggest change you can make in someone's life for the smallest amount of time commitment.
That's it. You're not committing a lot of time.
Right.
I mean, an hour a week for 6 months. I mean, at your schedule.
Yeah.
And you're hanging out in Panera's. You have a
cup
of coffee. That's really what you're doing. You're having a cup of coffee and you're meeting some people.
And you probably can find a place near your home.
Of course.
See, first I thought, when I read the thing, I thought, oh, well, you have to go into Freeport?
No,
you don't.
Definitely not.
No.
And in addition to that, right now, because we're expanding so quickly, we're looking to meet you where you are. So if you're in, well, we have one in Manhasset, but let's just say you're out somewhere that we're not, we're looking to go there.
You're going to work with the person.
Exactly.
You're going to work with the volunteer, which is the main thing.
Exactly, yeah.
We've been talking with Karen Michikay from Literacy Nassau. It's a tremendous organization. The phone number is 516-867-3580, or which always say, call 311. Everybody there will be able to help you get in touch with Karen and become a volunteer and really change a person's life. You're listening to 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. We'll be right back.